opportunity to talk with or meet with the Fords yet today after the season, I guess, last night?
Yeah, we're on our normal end of season wrap up, and they're heavily involved in that normal end of season wrap up. But it's business as usual. And again, I'm not going to, like I said yesterday, I'm not going to go into personal conversations or private conversations. But yes, we are in normal end of season, and stay the same.
Have you been told that you will be back for 2013?
You know, I think I'll just say where I was yesterday on that, and just take an approach of not commenting on job status and contract and stuff like that. I think part of that whole thing that came yesterday was, you know, is trying to get people to comment on it and trying to get people to say, including me. And I think I just stay with what I believe and keeping my focus on working to get this team back and to where we all want it. Ownership, front office, coaches, players, fans, everybody wants this team to be successful. And if our focus is on that, then we're focused on the right thing.
Any of your assistants know they won't be back yet? Have you had those discussions?
We have not even had discussions.
Meet with your
You know, we have end of season wrap up. You know, that's always a work in progress. There's all kinds of things that happen. I've always been recognize. I don't know what the word is. I recognize that some people would like to advance, and some there's going to be opportunities for some. I've always taken the approach that if they have an opportunity, particularly coordinator jobs or quality control guys that can get position jobs, if we can't fill that, you know, that career advancement here, I certainly want our guys to advance. I'd love for our guys to be coordinators or head coaches or move up from quality control coaches. You know, that's stuff you just have to handle as it comes along. But our end of season sort of system, you know, it'll be over the next 3 days or so. You know, we have a lot of meetings and evaluations of, you know, everything that happens from a coaching staff to players to, you know, you name it. And we're just starting all that process right now.
You have some players on the offensive line with some age and contract issues and all that. So you want to get some of that settled fairly quickly, you know, on what their expectations and plans might be and then what yours might be too going forward?
I don't know. I mean, every situation is a little bit different. Take them all as they come. We really don't have a particular timetable for any. I mean, there's a long time before guys become free agents, before the new year becomes as far as cap and things like that. And I think that's a good thing because it gives you time to work through all the dynamics and all the different things that go along, and you don't have to make rash decisions. You get time to step back from it a little bit, and you know, I don't get too much into our evaluation process, but one of the things that the coaching staff does when we evaluate players is we evaluate them in these next couple of days, write them up in a lot of different areas and things they need to improve on and things they did well and everything else. What their production was and stats. And then when we come back, we go through all our cut-ups and watch the whole season again from a different point of view after having a couple weeks off, stepping back from it, and then watching the entire the season. And then we go back through and do the exact same thing all over again. And it's interesting to see some people, the evaluation changes. Maybe somebody had a really good finish to the season but struggled early in the season, and you felt better about them today than you did a month ago. Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe somebody started off strong and finished and faded at the finish, and your evaluation didn't take really into consideration. I think the freshness of the season, the disappointment of our season, is something that we need to temper with a objective approach. I don't know the best way to put it, but to step back from it for a little while and to be able to objectively look at the whole season. It's happened to me in the past throughout my career. You know, there's players that you feel really strong about after the season, one way or the other, and you go back and you look at them and you say, you know, when you look at the whole body of work over the whole season, it really was a little different than I felt at the end of the season, both good and bad.
Is
last offseason, you guys kind of just tweaked the roster a little bit and said, because of salary cap reasons, this and that. Do you, after four wins, do you expect a little bit more significant changes possibly to your roster?
I mean, it's possible. You know, last year, like I said, one of the biggest keys there was Calvin and his contract and the way it affected a lot of others. We had a franchise situation with Cliff Averill. Ate up a lot of our available resources. You know, we really got one free agent, and that was Jacob Lacy. And there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of impact when it came to the salary cap in that situation. We drafted, and, you know, Raleigh Reef contributed this year, maybe even a little bit more than we really expected. I don't know that, I mean, our expectations are how they do, but you know, he had an impact in the packages that he was in and started a game and finished a couple other ones. And, you know, I think that he showed the signs that that we all knew were there and that we feel strong about. And a guy like Burles, we wanted to stay patient with. When it came his time to play, unfortunately, he showed some really good things, and unfortunately, he got hurt again. Bill Bentley, you know, with the shoulder. So we're going to have to get – every year you say the same thing. We're going to have to get production from our draft. I think we'll be in a position next year that we will get the benefits of some of these guys. You know, Broyles has been a hard worker. He's rehabbed well in the past. There's no reason to think that he can't do the same thing. There's no reason to think we can't get production out of Bill Bentley the way he showed at the end of OTAs and early in training camp when he was one of our best three corners, arguably one of our best two at that point until the Oakland game when he dislocated his shoulder. You know, I think there's impact that can come from some different places. You know, if we can get some guys back, but. Yeah, potentially there is more to have to juggle, and that's a coaching staff. It's what the coaching staff is paid to do. You know, it's not always the easiest way to get all your players back, but you know that's what we're paid to handle those kind of things. And if it comes up, then we'll be prepared for it.